I want you to pause with me and begin to think of ministry as an elaborate set of interconnected gears. There are big gears that seem to turn slowly, and yet those gears are connected to other smaller gears in the system. If you speed up one gear, the entire system experiences an uptick in rotational output. In short, changing one thing inevitably affects a whole bunch of other things downstream in the system. Now, let's look at several seemingly isolated changes that might take place in a church. Let's suppose that there's a new initiative on the table, and that new initiative is add a third worship service on Sunday mornings. Now, this one change will bring about a cascade of system-wide considerations. The worship band must play an additional service. The kids ministry needs to hold another hour of Sunday school, and another set of ushers and greeters has to be secured. The senior pastor might think in his mind that the only relevant cost is them preaching the same sermon a third time rather than just two times. I gotta tell you, nothing's further from the truth. Now let me examine another seemingly isolated alteration. Changing youth group from gathering on Sunday nights to Wednesday nights. Seems pretty straightforward, right? Well, this one change has ramifications system-wide. Let's imagine that that a dozen students serve in the Wednesday night kids program. Now, motivated high school kids have to choose between serving in the kids ministry and being present at their very own youth group. In addition, the adult Bible study on Wednesday night will also be affected because the youth group, it needs qualified adults to serve the youth kids, and now you're asking adults to choose between serving in the youth and serving or participating, that is, in the Bible study. Listen, I'm telling you, seemingly small changes in one area have massive ripple effects downstream. Every ministry is connected to the whole. Hear me out. It is your job to consider any ways that your new idea may positively or negatively affect other areas in the church system as a whole. No ministry operates in isolation. All changes have system-wide ramifications. If you can train your mind to think systemically, you and your ideas will win. You see, there is a science to gear systems. If the largest gear increases its speed, the smaller gears will exponentially speed up and quite possibly not be able to keep up. When thought about as an entire system, there is a mechanical limit to how fast that largest gear can turn before smaller gears fail, causing what I call systemic breakdown. Keep in mind, the mechanical advantage and what's called production output cannot be larger than the smallest cog. This issue is a P versus PC situation. This is often called a production versus production capacity. The level of production is directly related to the capacity of your current systems. Now, this is not a matter of let's do this. Rather, can our systems sustain this? Now, in order to reach more and more people for Jesus Christ, we want to understand how our ministry decisions affect everything system-wide, both from a staff standpoint and a volunteer standpoint. Fine-tuning the gears, I'm telling you, it is not glamorous work, but it allows ministry health and growth. If you only consider your own area and your own isolated needs, you're going to be far less effective at leading up. Listen to this. Senior leaders prize employees who think globally and systemically. Why do senior leaders prize such employees? It's very simple. You see, senior leaders have to think system-wide at all times. It is a joy to your boss when they realize that they are not the only one who is looking out for the greater good. Listen, it starts with listing out the possible stresses and strains that might happen in another area if your area gets your change approved. Seek to understand the system-wide consequences and unintended ramifications of future changes prior to walking into your boss's office. Come to the table with your senior leaders having already thought through the possible effects on other areas if you get your stuff approved. Bottom line, think systemically.